Today being the fourth day of Ramadan, 1442 years after the Hijrah of the Holy Prophet from the holy city of Mecca to the blessed city of Medina, equivalent to 16th of April, 2221 years after the era of the Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. Our tafsir from Faculty of Engineering, Mosque Ahmad Bello University, Zaria, continues from 31st ayah of Surah Al-Ruh. Ustaz Abdulmumin Yaqub will recite the Holy Quran while Professor Abdullah Al-Okene will conduct the tafsir, inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. بل اتبع الذين ظلموا فمن يهدي من ضل الله وما لهم من ناصرين فأقم وجهك للدين حنيفا فطرة الله التي فطر الناس عليها لا تبديل لخلق الله ذلك الدين القيم ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون منيبين إليه واتقوه وأقيموا الصلاة ولا تكونوا من المشركين.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. ملك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق والحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره مقداره العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. بل اتبع الذين ظلموا أهواءهم بغير علم ومن يهدي من أضل الله وما لهم من ناصرين. فأقم وجهك للدين حنيفا فطرة الله التي فطر الناس عليها لا تبديل لخلق الله ذلك الدين القيم ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون. منيبين إليه وأقيموا الصلاة ولا تكونوا من المشركين من الذين فرقوا دينهم وكانوا شيعا كل حزب من لديهم تبعهم. الله تبارك وتعالى like he started yesterday telling us that Allah has told us of the people of the past and what happened to them when they went wrong, that Allah will always assist his own people no matter how long it takes, and he came to tell us that the way out is always to engage in his tasbih. At any time we see the time changing, morning, afternoon, evening, let us engage in tasbih. Then he told us, how did we come to this world? What are the different signs that leads to him? All this, at the end of the day, he also told us how we are going to go back. The awatan, fa'izahum, minha yakhruju. All of us are going to also come back one day, min ayatihi. أن تقوم السماء والأرض بأمره ثم إذا دعاكم دعوة من الأرض إذا أنتم تخرجون. Then at the end, he's telling us that what they are this good, but it's about the Nazar Mahawaham gave in one year, even after Allah, Amalahum in Nasir. This good that decide to always follow their vain desires. Who is going to guide someone who has made up his mind to follow his vain desires? Nobody is going to help him. Definitely Allah will not assist him. And if Allah does not assist you, you have no assistance. Then he said, فَأَكِمْ وَجَكَ لِلْدِينِ خَلِيفًا. Allah now advises us that he has already set up this world on a natural course and a disposition. We should try to follow this position. We can never change that disposition no matter how much we try. So let us follow it. That is the correct religion. ذَلَكَ الدِّينُ الْقَيُّمُ وَلَكِنْ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Then now, we are starting from here now, where Allah said, مُنِيبِينَ إِلَيْهِ وَاتَّقُوهُ وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَلَا تَكُونُوا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. مُنِيبِينَ إِلَيْهِ. How do we make sure that we are at all the time on the natural disposition that Allah has set the world? Allah is telling us, this is how we do it. مُنِيبِينَ إِلَيْهِ. By returning to him at all the time. وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ. How do you return to Allah all the time? By always establishing salah. وَاتَّقُوهُ. And by always fearing Allah. وَلَا تَكُونُ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. And try to see that you don't make yourself to be among those that are associating any other thing with Allah. Disciple مِنَ الَّذِينَ فَرَّقُوا دِينَهُمْ. They are those that have gone ahead to divide their religion into bits and pieces. وَكَانُوا شِيَعًا. They now end up being in different parties. كُلُّ حِزْبٍ. Each party بِمَا لَدَيْهِمْ فَرِحُونَ. With what is in front of him, they are happy. So Allah Ta'ala, this is what he's telling us. When you say مُنِيبِينَ إِلَيْهِ, to always return to Allah, how do we get it that people return to Allah? That is inaba. In another place, Allah is saying, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَدِلُّ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَهَدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ أَنَابَ. Allah will cause to go astray those that he wills, and he will guide those that return back to him. So who are these people? He said, الَّذِينَ تَطْمَئِنَّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبُ. These are the people that get their heart to be tranquil by always mentioning Allah. For sure, it is by mentioning Allah several all the time that your heart can be tranquil. In another place, Allah said, فَذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ فِي نَفْسِكَ تَضَرُّعًا وَخُفْيَةً وَدُونَ الْجَهْرِ مِنَ الْقَوْلِ بِالْغُدُوِّ وَالْآصَالِ وَلَا تَكُونُوا مِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ. Try to mention Allah at all the time, morning and evening. Within yourself, by statements that you don't have to say it out for everybody to hear sometimes. Do this morning and evening and do not be among the heedless. That's why we said the other day when Allah said, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ مَنَامُكُمْ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ وَابْتِغَاؤُكُمْ فَضْلًا. That this your sleep, that you sleep, is a sign, a big sign. When you wake up, you are refreshed. The first thing you should do, go back to Allah. Alhamdulillah, الَّذِي أَحْيَانَا بَعْدَ مَا أَمَاتَنَا وَإِلَيْهِ النُّشُورُ. It's not, don't wait till the day of judgment before going to Allah. Even now, go back to Allah. You say, Allah, we are grateful for making us to rise up from our sleep after we have been constipated. It is to you we shall finally go. The Prophet ﷺ said, مَنْ أَحَبَّ لِقَاءَ اللَّهُ لِقَاءَ اللَّهَ أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ لِقَاءَهُ. Whoever loves to meet with Allah, Allah loves to meet with him. وَمَنْ كَرِهَ لِقَاءَ اللَّهُ كَرِهَ اللَّهُ لِقَاءَهُ. Whoever hates to meet with Allah, Allah hates to meet him. There are people in this world, at every point in time, they wish to meet with Allah. That's why Allah himself, he asked us here, مُنِيبِينَ إِلَيْهِ وَاتَّقُوهُ. وَمُنِيبِينَ إِلَيْهِ وَاتَّقُوهُ وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَلَا تَكُونُوا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. We should try to go back to Allah, fear him, and establish salah. Don't be among the mushrikeen. establishing salah. What is salah? Subuhi, Zuhur, Asr, Maghrib, Isha. Is that all? We try to do voluntary prayers after that. You go ahead and even sit down and mention Allah. Remember when you are going to say your salat, there is one surah that always you have to say it. Without it, there is no salat. This surah is surah al-Fatiha of the Kitab. This surah is the one that teaches what is the meaning of inaba, going back to Allah. Because you start by mentioning Allah's five names. Allah, Rabb, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Malik. These five names, you say Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Malik, Yawmiddin. It will transport you from your presence to the presence of Allah. What do you understand when you are in front of Allah? Even if you are in front of any other person that is a big person, you will see a lot of wonders, let alone in front of Allah. That's why Allah is telling us, look at the person of Allah when he is in my presence. There are a lot of wonders, but it does not take his attention away from Allah. So here, with this, you will tell Allah, Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Oh Allah, it's you that we are worshipping. It's you that we are seeking assistance. Then Allah will ask him, what is the best thing that you should ask for? Ask for it. Ihdinas sirata al-mustaqim. Inna la yudillu man yasha wa yahdi ilayhi man anaba. Allah will guide you that return to him. You can't go back to Allah and Allah will leave you and without guiding you. That's why he asked you to say, Ihdinas sirata al-mustaqim, Allah, guide us to the right path. Immediately you tell Allah, guide us to the right path, he will direct you to the proper place that you should get guidance. What is the proper place for you to get guidance? Sirata al-ladhina an'amta alayhi. Even though you are close to Allah, you have to go to your own level to get the guidance of those people in your own level. The part of those that Allah, you are pleased with. The part of those that you are pleased with. That's why Allah in the Quran and Allah said, "What tabis sabila man anaba ilayhi." You are not the first to return to me. Follow the part of those that you have seen already on my part, coming to me. So this munibina ilayhi, what taquhu? You have to go back to Allah and fear Allah. Fear Allah is whatever He asks you to do, do it. Whatever He asks you to leave, leave it. In such a way that you please Him. You're not doing it to please yourself. If you continue to do this, then you'll be close to Allah. And when you are close to Allah, it is enough to take your time without even visiting any partner with Allah. That's why throughout your day, throughout your week, throughout your month, throughout your life, stay with Allah. Always. Any moment you're not with Allah, you are in trouble. وَلَا تَكُونُ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Don't be among those that associate anything with Allah. Allah is going to tell us what does He mean by associating partners with Allah in the following verses that are following. Because you wake up in the morning healthy, you see that you are strong, then you can allow yourself now to go and abuse people. If you are not strong, will you do that? Then you come. You did not say your prayer in the morning. You see food, you eat it. As you are eating food, it is not called the name of Allah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You feel very strong again. You want to do bad things on earth. If Allah did not give you those stress, can you do it? If you are thinking of Allah, the time you are drinking your water, and you say, if you look at this water path, it's Allah that sent it to me. Allah brought it from the sky. I couldn't have been able to store this water. Even when the water is gone, He is the one to store it for us in the aquifer. Then would you be able to go and do something against Allah or against His creation? Anybody you see doing anything bad against the creation of Allah is because he's not thinking of Allah when he's doing it. Even the Prophet does not go to war except people come to him. And he goes to war in defense. Not just he stands up to look for trouble. The same way, when you come to eat, you see the food. You know that this food part, you did not make it. You will find that all I did was just to plant seed on the earth. Could I have been the one to make it and bring it to be a crop? If you are a child, you go and meet your father. If you are a father, your child comes to greet you. Then you look at this, your child. Look at this, my child. He has come to greet me. All I did was to drop seed into the womb of the mother. أَوَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تُمْنُونَ أَنْتُمْ تَخْلُقُونَ أَنَّارُ خَالِقُونَ. Allah is asking, look at the seed you dropped into your mother, in the womb of the mother of this boy. Look at it, just give me this boy. Are you the one that made this boy? If you follow your life like this throughout the day, until you see the sun come, you go back after the sun has left, you do so. You come to it with Allah again, because He calls us 5 times a day. These are the times He calls us, to remind us. But you are supposed to go back to Allah all the time. Mubina ilayhi wa taqoon, and fear Him. Don't be among those that have divided their religion. This time, they are with Allah. Immediately they leave Allah, they take the other part, they give it to another person. When they come, they give it to another woman. When they come, they give it to drinking. When they come, they give it to wickedness. Then you are so engrossed in what you think is your correct party that you forgot that you are supposed to be the slave of Allah, working for Allah, worshiping Allah throughout your life. So let us try to worship Allah and be with Allah at all the times. If we do that, we'll be seeing Allah anywhere we are.
وَإِذَا مَسَّ النَّاسَ ضُرٌّ دَعَوْا رَبَّهُمْ مُنِيبِينَ إِلَيْهِ ثُمَّ إِذَا أَذَاقَهُمْ مِنْهُ رَحْمَةً إِذَا فَرِيقٌ مِنْهُمْ بِرَبِّهِمْ
وَإِذَا مَسَّ النَّاسَ ضُرٌّ دَعَوْا رَبَّهُمْ مُنِيبِينَ إِلَيْهِ ثُمَّ إِذَا أَذَاقَ مِنْهُ رَحْمَةً إِذَا فَرِيقٌ مِنْهُمْ بِرَبِّهِمْ يُشْرِكُونَ. Allah is now telling us, what do we don't know the meaning of مُنِيبِينَ, to return to Allah. Look at what we normally do, we ourselves. If we don't know the meaning of setting partners with Allah, look at how we set partners with Allah. وَإِذَا أَصَابَ النَّاسَ وَإِذَا مَسَّ النَّاسَ ضُرٌّ
when harm touches man.
Just any harm, it touches man. It has not engulfed him there just to touch him. دَعَوْ رَبَّهُمْ, you see them. After they have lost everything, they are called Allah, حَزْرَ اللَّهُ حَلْكُمْ. This is the meaning of Inam. مُنِيبِينَ إِلَيْهِ. At that time, they go back to Allah. وَإِذَا أَذَاكَ مِنْهُ رَحْمَةً إِذَا فَرِيقٌ مِنْهُمْ بِرَبِّهِمْ مُشْرِكُونَ. When Allah now allowed them to taste some mercy, some respite from this harm that has struck them, immediately they see that they are in good health. إِذَا فَرِيقٌ مِنْهُمْ. Then you see, part of those just now that we are begging Allah, we are in trouble, please save us. بِرَبِّهِمْ مُشْرِكُونَ. You find that they are now assisting partners with Allah immediately. This is somebody. Thieves have come to your house. You are shouting, Allah save me, Allah save me, Allah save me. Then Allah brought respite. Immediately the thieves are gone. You have got a respite. Then you come back now. Even you want to now take water, you forgot to even mention the name of Allah. This is the same you just now, you are calling Allah. You want to eat, you do not call Allah. Then you go back and say, Kai, if it was not for those police people that assisted us, they came, they did this thieves today. You forgot that it was Allah you are calling, even when the police were on the road. So always we should be calling Allah. When Peter Rai was Rai, when even if we are in danger or we are in opulence, Allah is what we should call. Don't sit any partner with Allah. وَإِذَا مَسَّ النَّاسَ ضُرٌّ دَعَوْا رَبَّهُمْ مُنِيبِينَ إِلَيْهِ ثُمَّ إِذَا أَذَاقَ مِنْهُ رَحْمَةً إِذَا فَرِيقٌ مِنْهُمْ بِرَبِّهِمْ يُشْرِكُونَ. لِيَكْفُرُوا بِمَا آتَيْنَاهُمْ
فَتَمَتَّعُوا فتمتعوا فسوف تعلمون.
ليكفروا بما آتيناهم فتمتعوا فسوف تعلمون. Allah said, ليكفروا بما آتيناهم. These goods that I've given them, that they enjoy to the extent that they forgot about me and are going to my enemy, ليكفروا بما آتيناهم. They, for them to deny all that I've given to them. Allah said, if that's the case, فتمتعوا, go ahead and enjoy your life. فسوف تعلمون, you shall soon come to me. Allah, this is fair for us. Allah said, you are doing what you are doing. Okay, go ahead. Do what you want to do. Enjoy as much as you can enjoy. فتمتعوا, فسوف تعلمون. Because the human being is so ungrateful. Allah give you this, your body that is a vehicle to you, to use. He make you that when you are drinking water, you enjoy it. When you are taking food, you enjoy it. When you are sleeping, you enjoy it. When you are standing up and walking, you enjoy it. When you are talking, you enjoy it. When you are seeing, you enjoy it. When you are listening, you enjoy it. Ask yourself, are you not a slave? Am I just to be using my eyes to see everything that I enjoy, even if it to displease Allah? وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَكْتُنَّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَكْتُنَّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. Allah said, O Prophet, tell the faithful servants of Allah that they should lower their gaze. It's not everything that you see that you enjoy, you have to see. الَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلَ وَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَهُ. It's not everything that you hear that you continue to sit down and hear. فَإِذَا رَأَيْتَ الَّذِينَ يَخُوضُونَ فِي آيَاتِنَا فَأَعْرِضْ عَنْهُمْ حَتَّى يَخُوضُوا فِي حَدِيثٍ غَيْرِهِ. If you go to a place, people are just talking nonsense that you know is offensive to the presence of Allah, you don't continue to stay there just because you are enjoying it. Allah gave you the faculty of hearing to enjoy. Human beings like to hear people talking. They also like to talk. Human beings like to be seen. You put on your television. So many things are there that you are seeing. They are bad. You know all these things that you are seeing now on the television. If the Prophet was to appear in front of you now here, quickly you start putting it off. You wouldn't want him to see you watching these things. Then why are you watching it? You are in a place, somebody is discussing things that is against Allah and the Prophet, or is against what Allah asked you not to do. Then you continue to listen. You are sure, even if one of these sheikhs is to pass now and sees you there, you will not like it, then why do you sit there? Then Allah gave you the ability to eat food so that it can sustain your body. But he says, kulu washrabu wala tusrifu. Eat, drink, don't go into excesses. Then, not only do you want to eat and drink to sustain yourself now, you go ahead and even design 3 course meal, 12 course meal. Normally, to eat food, between 5 to 7 minutes, you are finished. But you want to design meal now that you spend 1 hour eating. The animals that you see that are continuously eating, they are eating because their meat is going to be eaten by human beings. You, is your meat for that?
Allah.
So you find the human being, he will not just eat what is enough for him, he will just continue to eat like an animal. They eat like animal meat. Then, these are the ones that everybody can see. We go to the other one that is even worse. Most animals don't go into heat to be able to cohabit with their female, except if they are going to procreate. But the human being, by just seeing a female, can go into heat. That's why he's not allowed to raise his gaze and be watching the other partner. But the same human being, not only his wife now, he wants to go into excesses. He will be taking medicine. You find him selling medicine so that you can be able to cohabit with your wife several times a day. Why? Is that natural? Is that why you are brought to this world? All this is ishraq. You are now taking what Allah has given you to give to Allah, you are giving to something else. ليَكْفُرُوا بِمَا آتَيْنَاهُمْ. They deny what we have given them that Allah gave it to them for the purpose of them to meet it, to go back to Allah with it. Allah said, if that is the case, go ahead and be a joint. But for some time, you shall soon come to know. Is there anything better than being close to Allah? Sheikh Ibrahim Niyai said, وَلَا تَعَلْ وُجُودَكَ عَنَّي الْإِرْفَانِ إِذَا تَرَى عَجِيبَ قُرْبَ الرَّحْمَانِ. Try to go close to Allah and try to be with Allah. I say, I will know Allah and I will stay with Allah. This is fasting we are doing. Allah says, after a person is fasting, he is close to Allah. وَإِذَا صَلَكَ عِبَادِي أَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يُرْشَدُونَ. Said, if anybody is to ask you of me, O Prophet, after the verse of fasting, within the verse of fasting, Allah is saying this. He asked of me, tell him I'm close by. He should seek me to answer him. فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي. And when he thinks that I should answer him, for you will be, he should believe in me that I am close by, I will answer him. Then I will guide him. All this, Sheikh was telling us, therefore, stay close to Allah. Don't ever say that you will not be able to get to Allah. You can get to Allah. Allah, يَزْهَرُ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلَى شَيْءٍ لَدَى شَيْءٍ وَقَبْلَهُ وَبَعْدَهُ سَرْمَدًا. Sheikh said, Allah appears in anything, over anything, by anything, before it and after it forever. Allah. If you are eating, look at Allah in what you are eating. Drinking, the same thing. You are looking at a human being, look at him, it's a creation of God. Your child, look at him, Allah gave him to you. Your father, look at him, Allah gave him to you. You want to, your wife, look at everything, look at Allah in it. Look at the what Allah has done for you in those things. You are a leader. Look at it that Allah has made you a leader. Don't use your power unnecessarily, like somebody who is a madman. Use your power with wisdom. Give everybody their right. Don't take anybody's right. All these things Allah is telling us. If you think that you are enjoying these ephemeral things, go and try to stay with God. But believe me, what you will stand, if you really go to God, what you stand to enjoy before God will make you to forget that the whole world exists. That's why he calls us 5 times a day and he asks us, stay with me. When you come, he says, Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in, as if the whole world is gone, only Allah is before you. Let it be like that. And you can only do that by continuous zikr, tasbih, morning and evening, have your salah in congregation. And when you are going to sleep again, always in wudu, always in zikr. At all times.
أمنزلنا عليهم سلطانا فهو يتكلم بما كانوا به يشركون.
أم أنزلنا عليهم سلطانا فهو يتكلم بما كانوا به يشركون. Allah is saying, or is it that I have sent them an authority in these things that they are doing that is keeping them away from God? فَهُوَ يَتَكَلَّمُ بِمَا كَانُوا بِهِ يُشْرِكُونَ. To the extent that they will be talking, saying what they are saying with what they are sitting partners with Allah. Any moment you are not worshipping Allah, you are sitting partners with Allah. Because whatever you are worshipping at that time is not Allah. That's why Allah is saying that whatever you have, if you are in a party, PDP, APC, you are in ABU, whatever you are doing, be there knowing that Allah is looking at you and doing what Allah asks you to do. Don't say that there is another Sharia after that of Allah. Allah said, Amazala alayhim sultana, have I given you authority in those things? Even if you are given responsibility and you are a slave, obey your master, but obey Allah within the obedience of your master.
وَإِذَا أَذَقْنَا النَّاسَ رَحْمَةً فَرِحُوا بِهَا وَإِن تُصِبْهُمْ سَيِّئَةٌ بما قدمت أيديهم إذا هم يقنطون.
فإذا أردنا الناس رحمة فرحوا بها وإن تصبهم سيئة بما قدمت أيديهم إذا هم يقنطون. Allah Ta'ala now comes to tell us again. The other place he said, "Beza masal insan adurun ta'awwa ilayhi." This one is now saying, even ordinarily, "Beza matna nasa rahmatan." When man, we make him to get to what is merciful on him and good for him, that he is happy with. "Beza matna nasa rahmatan." Very who we are, they are very happy with it. When the people say, "Atun," the man for the matter in him is a miracle. But if, as they are doing all this thing they are doing, just by chance, musiba, evil comes to meet them because of what their hand, the man for the matter in him, because of what their hand has caused for them, is a miracle. You see them in despair. Because Allah gave birth to you. He sent a person who gave birth to you. He created you. But the woman that gave birth to you, he made the woman to look after you. You are enjoying in her hands until you grow up. All this is rahmah from Allah. Rahmati was at full shame. The rahmah of Allah covers everything. That's how Allah has made you to grow. With your sight, with your mind, with your hearing. You come, you are able to speak. You come, you can run about. But instead of you to be grateful to God, when you now want to show your happiness to yourself, you go into excesses. We end to sip whom? Allah said, "Iza azakna." Iza, this is when rahama comes to you, which means there is no condition. Rahama is just coming to you. But when it comes to evil touching you, if by chance, which is not all the time, look at the good that has met you from morning to evening and try to see how many evil touch you today. Look at the good that has come to you throughout the year and look at how many evil touch you. But the evil that touch you is also your hand that brought it to yourself. The immediately it touches you, you are in despair. Look, I lost this. I lost this. This happened to me. Did you also ask yourself, what have you done? I used to ask people, Allah gave you money. You went to buy a car. This car is new. They brought it to you. You woke up in the morning. You went yourself, you are washing the car. You spent 30 minutes washing that car, cleaning the upholstery, everything inside. Have you ever sat down for 30 minutes washing the car? Where is Allah Nasa? Ramatan. Farihu biha. You are so happy with it. But you went ahead now, you forgot Allah, you are just, this guy is very beautiful. This is very, have you ever looked at the creation of Allah and you say how beautiful it is? This was the creation of another human being like you are. Look at your child that Allah gave you. Complete. Have you ever seen him come and say, MashaAllah, la quwwata illa billah. Allah, look at my son coming. Complete. It's not blind, it's not deaf, it's not. All these things Allah is doing to us. Only few things that he will teach you a lesson with. Because of what your heart has caused, then you will be in despair. Even if that happens to you, still go back to God. You have no person but God. La ilaha illallah.
أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَقْدِرُ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يُؤْمِنُونَ
أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أن الله يبسط الرزق لمن يشاء ويقدر إن في ذلك الآيات لقوم يؤمنون. What is wrong with this one? وإذا أذقنا الناس رحمة فرحوا بها. What's wrong with them? أولم يروا أن الله يبسط الرزق لمن يشاء ويقدر. Don't they see that Allah extend His wealth, extend His riches, His wealth to whoever He so wishes in abundance, and for some he keeps it very little. Inna fi zalika, in this, the ayatin are signs, plenty of it, becoming human for people that believe in Allah. Because you look at it, Allah has given you children, these are wealth. Allah has given you a house, these are wealth. But if you look, you see somebody who has no child at all. If you think properly, there are people who have no houses, they are renting houses. Allah has given you a vehicle, there are those who don't have a vehicle. Allah has given you food, there are those who are not able to eat except with difficulty. Allah has given you wealth in terms of cash. As the time you're having money in your pocket, some did not have. The time you're having money in your account, some did not have. How do you show Allah that you are grateful for all this that Allah has given you? Without bringing musibah to yourself, how do you show it? Is it by saying you will need and take more from Allah, or even going to take from your brother that does not have and put it in your own? No. Allah will tell you now, when Allah has given you wealth, whether children, whether money, whether clothes, whether cars, whether position, whatever he has given you, how do you show gratitude to God? It is this show of gratitude. وَلَا إِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. It is show of gratitude that will make Allah to increase it for you. It's not by, you are not going to use your own intelligence to see how you increase it. If you want Allah to increase in the wealth he has given to you, be grateful. Allah has given you children. Be nice to your children. Be nice to their mother. Allah will increase your children. He has given you wealth. Do what Allah asks you to do to the wealth. Allah will increase it. He has given you houses. Allow people to live in it. They don't have money to pay you. Give them respite. Allah will increase your houses. Anything, do it the way Allah asks you to do it, then he will increase it for you. Don't you see that there are people who did not have what Allah gave to you?
فآتِ ذَا الْقُرْبَى حَقَّهُ وَالْمِسْكِينَ وَابْنَ السَّبِيلِ ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ لِلَّذِينَ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ وَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ.
فآتي ذا القربى حقه والمسكين وابن السبيل ذلك خير للذين يريدون وجه الله وأولئك هم المفلحون. If you see that you are one of those that Allah has given a lot of wealth, seeing that others Allah has not given, this is what you should do. فآتي ذا القربى حقه والمسكين وابن السبيل. Allah is telling you, Zalkurbe, your close relatives, they have a right over this money that he has given you. Wal miskin, the poor, the indigent, they have a right over this money that Allah has given you. What must be the wayfarers traveling and they have no sustenance, they have a right over this money Allah has given you. Give to them. Zalika, doing that, khairun is best. Lilla vine, you read in our channel. For those that say they are seeking for the countenance of Allah, this is the best thing for them to do. وَأُولَٰئِكَ, and those that do that, whom would move to whom, they are the ones that are prosperous before God. You have money. وَأَمَّا, Allah says, وَالْدُّهَيَ وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَيْهِ مَا وَدَّعَكَ رَبُّكَ وَمَا قَدِي وَلَا الْآخِرَةِ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنْهِ وَلَا صَوْفَ يُؤْتِكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْدِي. وَأَمَّا الْيَتِيمَ فَلَا تَقْهَرْ وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. Allah said, وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ. Somebody does not have, he is a beggar, he is begging you, and you leave him, leave him. If he has like you, will he come and stand before you? You that you have, show Allah that you are grateful. وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. By this one that Allah has given you, immediately he stands before you. If he did not know before that you have, he should remind you that you have. You are in your car, your AC is on, a beggar is standing by your right, left hand side or right hand side.
If you did not know that you are a rich man before, now know that you are rich. Look at somebody standing begging. How do you show? Amma bin Yamata Rabbika. Perhaps tell him, take this back to Allah. I'll give you your own. Fa'ati dhakur bi haqqahu. Allah said, they are right. He didn't say, just give. They are all right. Anytime you are giving a beggar, you are giving him his right. You are not giving, you are not favoring him. He is not favoring you. Because his right is in your pocket. If you don't give it, then you are owing.
Allah.
Well, miskina, the poor, give them their right. That's where you will know that the problem we are having in this world today are caused by those who Allah has given so much. They are the ones who will come and say, clear all the beggars from the street. The person saying all this, he thinks he has common sense, but the animal is more sensible than him. Because even the lion, when he eats food, he has finished eating, he will leave the rest for the weaker ones to come and take. The lion will go himself, hunt an animal. When he has eaten the one he wants to eat, he will leave it. He will go. Dogs, other animals will come, later will come and start eating from it. The vultures will come and start eating. Just because you see someone who is dirty. If he has money like you, will he be dirty? You have a relative. He is your brother. This is one that is most disheartening. You and him just now are in. He came through the same womb you came through. You are in the same house just now. With the same father and the same mother. You are eating together. Suddenly Allah elevated you. You will take your child. Take him to Britain to go and school. Take him to America to go and school. Take him to outside to go and school. You see your own brother's children. They can't go. You can't even say, let me take one. Also assist him to take him somewhere. No, these ones are my children. This wealth that you are plundering like this, man, their right is also with you. Anytime you see that the wealth with you is more than the basic, then that of Zilkurbe, your relatives are in it. That of Ms. Masakin, the poor people, they are in it. That of wayfarers, they are in it. That's why Allah said, Fa'ati, fa, immediately. Give it to them. If Allah gave a condition, if you want to see the countenance of Allah, if you don't want to see, continue the way you want. Buy one car for your child, another car for your child. Buy one house for your child, another one for your child. Marry for this one child, marry for the other child. Give them what you want to and leave your brother without. Leave your relative without. Leave your driver without. Leave the poor people without. A person will come into the mosque. I'm traveling. I don't have anything to eat. Please, leave our mosque. The mosque is for Allah. That's why he came there. It's not for you. You have no right to shout on a beggar. You have no right. For Amma Sa'ila, Fala Tamhar. Whoever denies this, denies a verse of the Quran. And it may amount to disbelief in Allah. So, Fa'ati Al-Qurbiha Ka'awar Maskina Wa Bresabil. ذلك خير للذين يريدون وجه الله واولئك هم المفلحون. If you want Allah, look for Allah. If you want to increase the wealth, this is what to do. Don't go the other way to increase the wealth.
وما آتيتم من ربا لتربوا في أموال الناس فلا يربوا الله. وما آتيتم من زكاة تريدون وجه الله فأولئك هم المضعفون.
آتيتم من ربا لتربوا في أموال الناس فلا يربو عند الله وما آتيتم من زكاة تريدون وجه الله فأولئك هم المضعفون. Allah is not saying, do you think you have wisdom other than that of Allah that created you? وما آتيتم من ربا لتربوا في أموال الناس, whatever you give to attract gift from the wealth of people, فلا يربو عند الله,
That is not profit with Allah. وَمَا آتَيْتُمْ مِنْ زَكَاتٍ تُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ. Whatever you give from yourself willingly to cleanse yourself from the excesses within you, to lessen your load, so that it can take heat away from you, means a curtain that is like an arm you are giving out. For ulaika humul mut'ifun. This one, you give it out. Ma'atitu means a curtain to you, nawajah Allah, that you give out, seeking the countenance of Allah. This is the one that Allah will multiply in full. In those days, just like now, Salah is coming now. You will find some people, they will take a trailer load of rice. They will go and give it to a rich man. If you go and give it to a madam, we know that the madam has people with him that he will share it to now. The rich man, you go and give it to, who do you want to give? Just because if you do that, when next you go to him, you get another contract. That's what Allah is saying here. Ma aataytum min riba liturbu fi amwalin nas fala yarbu indallah. Because you want to take more wealth from a person, you will therefore go and give him wealth to attract more wealth. No, it's only Allah you give wealth to attract wealth. You don't give man wealth to attract wealth from him. The same thing, you go and give your money in the bank that anybody who wants should come and take, that you are assisting him. But he will give you interest on it. Whether he makes profit or not, he must give his interest. You are not assisting him. You are cheating yourself. And Allah will fight him. وَمَا آتَيْتُمْ مِنْ زَكَاتٍ تُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ. Zakah, what you give willingly. Zakah also means purification. Because if you have a lot of load on you, when you remove the load, it's purification for you. And it takes the heat away from you. So what you give, as you give, Allah uses it to purify you and remove all your debts from you. So you are the one who should wish to do it. But anybody who does that because he is looking for the countenance of Allah. Ama atitu min zakatin turiduna wajha Allahi. For ulaika, such a gift, such a thing that you give out, is the one that multiple is multiplied in full. Sayyida Aisha, our mother, radiallahu ta'ala anha, he used to sit down and send his sadaqah to be given to beggars at the time of the Prophet. Some people will tell us now that you don't want to see beggars on the street. Any day there are no beggars on the street, we are in trouble. Sayyidina Aisha used to send people to go and give beggars. One day, instead of sending somebody, he took his what he's going to give to the beggar, perfumed his hand, and carried himself, herself. The Prophet said, "Where are you?" He said, "I'm going to give this out myself." So you understand now? He said, "I understand." That's all. Because whatever you are giving to a beggar, it goes into the hands of Allah before the hands of that beggar. Sayyidina Aisha, his knowledge got to that level and he realized, I shouldn't be sending anybody to give to the beggar. I will give the beggar myself. Nobody is saying, like I used to tell people, there are what you call emergency doors. Allah left those doors as emergency doors, exit in case of problem. Allah did not say, be a beggar. Allah did not say, be a miskin. Allah did not say, be a waver that does not have anything with you. But you end up here like that. What do you do? Allah says, come back to me, I will give it to you. Where are you going to see Allah? Allah says, I have servants who are giving excess, that when time comes and they see people like that, they should give to them. That's why in some family you find two people, three people, they are rich. The others, they are not. Because they are supposed to assist the others. As much as within their limit, let them give that assistance. Allah is not asking them to do beyond what they can do. Don't take your hand to go to the extent that you will perish yourself. You are eating, make sure that your brother is eating. You have drunk, make sure your brother is drinking. You have gone to school, your children are going to school, make sure your brother's children are also going to school. Then this emergency does, one of it is begging. One of it is divorce. One of it is a person who is on a journey and is in trouble. These are emergency doors. Allah, the Prophet said, divorce is halal, but Allah does not like to see it. Begging is permissible, but try to discourage people from begging. He didn't say stop them. Because of that, that emergency door, if you go and you lock it, then you are calling for trouble. Because if women and they and their husband cannot stay in peace and the husband cannot divorce them, then there is a problem. One will kill the other. And their life is more important than the divorce. If a beggar does not have opportunity to beg, then he will go and steal. And stealing is worse than begging. Leave Allah with his wisdom. Munibina ilayhi. Return to Allah. The way Allah has left his life. Go with it, the natural disposition. Don't say you have your own intelligence. No, your intelligence is the intelligence of the crook. The crook has no intelligence. He's only a crook. Satan thinks he has intelligence. Where is intelligence now? You are with Satan, you're not with him. Anybody who wants to say, I must ban begging, I must ban this, I must, he's with Satan. Why can't you say, I will help beggars to the extent that it will be difficult for beggars to beg? Because there are two ways. You can assist. Ama atetu min zakati turina wa shanda fa ulaika humul muflihun. May Allah forgive us our sin. May Allah strengthen our faith. May Allah forgive our parents. May Allah bring rahmah to this country. All this problem we are facing, all is due to the distance people have distanced themselves away from Allah. Some people will tell you, no, they have read Quran. They have read this, they have read that, but they do not understand it. Because the name of this religion is Islam. Whatever is not going to be in peace, then it's not Islam. May Allah forgive all of us. May Allah strengthen our leaders to do the corrective. What we are going to eat, what we are going to wear, where we are going to live, what we are going to ride, may Allah provide all for us. May Allah make us to be able to follow His decrees. May Allah distance us from the decrees of Satan. May Allah reward our ulama. May Allah reward our sheikhs. May Allah reward the Prophet. May Allah reward all the servants for us. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم مالك يوم الدين اياك نعبد واياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين انعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد بن فاتح ما اغلق والخاتم لما سبقنا صحاب الحق والهادي الى صراطك المستقيم وعلى اله وقدره مقداره العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين Thank you.